Athletes headed to next month's Winter Olympics in Russia can be expected to leverage any advantage that nature or nurture provides. Experience, a bigger body, a higher tolerance for pain. A few skiers, snowboarders, and skaters could bring another advantage to the games. A sibling teammate. Correspondent Tom Bonsi introduces us to a brother-sister cross-country ski duo from Washington's Methow Valley.
Last month, U.S. ski team member Erik Bjornsson took a day off from training to coach and inspire junior racers from his home valley, just like former champions once did for him.
Set, go!
Bjornsson would normally have help from his big sister Sadie to lead this annual clinic, known here as Champ Camp, but Sadie's on the World Cup ski racing circuit in Europe, so Erik demonstrates cross-country racing techniques and finishing lunges by himself.
I like to think of myself as a kangaroo sometimes, and just bouncing off each foot in skiing. And
a class full of 8 to 13-year-olds mimics his every move. Later, many tell me they want to follow in the Bjornsson's path. Emerson Worrell is in the 7th grade.
I've always wanted to go to Olympics as well, yeah.
And are you learning things that will help?
Yeah. It's really cool.
Sadie Bjornsson remembers being even younger when her Olympic dream took root. Speaking via Skype from France, she recalls a welcome home parade after the 1998 Nagano Olympics. The parade down the Western-themed main street of Winthrop, Washington, honored another local Olympic skier.
I remember distinctly Laura McKay riding in on a fire truck, the whole valley lining the streets and clapping, and that was the moment I was like, this is so neat, you know, like this is, it's such an honor. And I knew I was going to be an Olympian.
The Bjornsson kids eventually grew up with former Olympic skiers as neighbors on two sides. An enviable Nordic trail system starts practically at their doorstep. Mary Bjornsson is the mother in this close-knit family. She says all three of her kids had an athletic upbringing with constant friendly competition.
I can remember people wondering when Erik was going to start beating Sadie. And it took a while, actually. Sadie was fast.
Everything was a competition, from running to the car, the first one to get there, or balancing on the job site on a beam as long as you could.
22-year-old Erik and 24-year-old Sadie are spurring each other on to this day. Erik says he and his big sister both really want to go to the Olympics together.
It'd just be nice. I think I can post better results when, you know, she's around cheering for me, and just I feel more comfortable just on the road with her. And if I ever have any problems, it's, you know, there's someone I can go to. And
you know, as a sibling, you always have a little more of an open connection. It's easy to get feedback from your sibling and not be threatened. And I think that Erik has been awesome for that, because he's encouragement when I need it and also a reminder when I need it.
The U.S. ski team hasn't yet named the Sochi Olympic squad, but Sadie's spot on the team looks fairly secure. Erik needs to ski well at U.S. Nationals this week to clinch his spot. How rare would it be to send siblings to the Winter Games? Neighbor and ex-Olympic skier Leslie Thompson-Hall says it happens more often than you might think.
You know, certainly once someone's involved in a sport, it's easy to have another kid in the family join the sport too. So, and to have two exceptional athletes isn't that unusual either.
Gold and silver medalists Phil and Steve Mayer from Yakima are good examples of sibling success at the Olympics, in their case 1984. This year, the U.S. hockey teams feature two sibling pairs. The field of Olympic hopefuls in snowboard halfpipe, snowboard cross, freestyle moguls, and Nordic combined also include brothers and sisters. They'll all learn for sure who's on Team USA during the week of January 20th. I'm Tom Bonsi near Mazama, Washington.